Hey everybody, and welcome to episode 11 of the Solitary Heathen Witch podcast. This episode is going to be about creating a spell. There are many ways you can do this, but I'm going to tell you guys about how I create mine. Before the episode starts, I wanted to let you guys know that we do have a Facebook page now and a group that you can join. You'll find it by searching Solitary Heathen Witch podcast on Facebook. It is a great place to ask questions or share stories and to connect as a community. On Mondays, I'm going to allow for you guys to make a post in the group to share your business, kind of like how on Instagram we do the small business shoutouts. Don't forget though, I also have the Instagram page as well, at Solitary Heathen Witch. And then if you'd like, you're also able to support the podcast through Anchor. Right now, I'm working on creating a shop for the podcast as well and trying to get some interviews together, so I'll keep you guys updated on all of that. Again, there are many ways that you can create your spell. You can pick and choose what you want depending on what your intentions are and how you want to make it customized, like for yourself. You don't have to do it exactly the way I do it. This is just personally my way. There are many other ways to piece it together. And there's a lot of things you want to take into consideration. For example, you want to be very, very clear. You want to make sure your intentions are not vague because I've heard it as magic flowing like water. It takes the path of least resistance. So if you want something, be specific on how you are going to obtain that, because it may take away from somebody else, or it may come to you in a way that you don't want it to. For example, say you want a new car. And that's just what your spell is to help you get a new car. But there's many ways you can get a new car. You never know if you might get in a car accident, total your car, be injured, and then that's how you end up taking the next steps to buying a new car. So try to be specific because you want to make sure that nobody's hurt, everything goes smoothly. So always don't forget like the little details. And it kind of reminds me of like, you know, a lot of movies that have a genie and you have your three wishes. Well, if you're not very specific on what your wish is, you will get like the most craziest grants from the genie. So that's what I always try to like think about when I'm figuring out what I'm asking for. In a little bit, I will be going into detail about each part that I'm going to be talking about when creating your spell. But there's a lot of things that you want to think about. And I always do a rough draft. I always just like brainstorm on a page. You know, I think about the very first thing is, what are my intentions? What am I asking for? What am I wanting to manifest? What am I wanting to get rid of or release? And then I think about, okay, do I want this to take place on a certain day of the week? Do I want it to be morning? Do I want it to be night? Indoor, outdoor? You know, really place the setting, if I'll be sitting, standing, how I want it to go. And then I will think about the moon phase. Do I want this to happen during a certain phase of the moon? Do I want it to be waning, waxing, new moon, full moon? All depending on what I'm trying to do. And then I will think about my ingredients. What I want to use. Do I want to use oils? Do I want to use herbs? Do I want stones? Incense, candles, all of that. And then I start to go down which items I want to use. So for example, if I'm doing something for protection or courage, a stone I might look for is tiger's eye. If I'm trying to do a love spell, I'll probably want rose quartz. And then I might incorporate pink or red candles or, You know, you use the candle color to go with what you want, and also look up all the different properties of oils, herbs, and stones that you want to use. And this is a good place, like for your book of shadows, where you jot down what ingredients you have and what the properties are. So I like making my own spell because it's okay to look up other ones, but a lot of the times I don't have all the ingredients they ask for. And you can substitute things, but there's a lot of times where there's a lot of things on there I don't have. So I look for what I have on hand or what I can easily get access to. And that's kind of how I will figure out the items that I'm going to use for my spell. And then I'll also look at how I want to do the spell. Do I want to make a spell jar? Do I want to burn it? Do I want to bury it? Do I want to let it go in the wind? You know, like if I want to incorporate the elements, do I want to do like water magic? There's so many different things, and it's also based on your intentions. Normally when I want to let something go, to like get rid of something that I've been holding on to, like negative feelings, I like to write it on paper and then burn the paper to release it. Sometimes there's a spell that I like to do that involves a bowl of water. And I try to, you know, release all my negativity into this bowl of water. And when you do something like this, you don't want to pour the water out on anything you're trying to grow. Maybe just an empty dirt pile, but I wouldn't recommend pouring it on your plants or trees. If you're trying to grow something, if you're using this water to basically absorb all your negativity. Another thing you could do is if you're making a charm or, you know, an object that you're putting the spell into, an amulet. There's so many different things that you will want to try to consider if this is what you're going to do. And also if you're going to cast a circle, if you're going to work with the elements and call the elements, you know, you want to take all that into consideration and all the tools you want to use. And then the next piece you want to think about after you have, you know, your intentions, your setting, when and where you're going to do it, and then your ingredients is going to be if you're going to say anything. Are you going to have a poem? Do you want to rhyme? Is it going to be just a phrase, a couple words? Or are you going to meditate? And is all this going to be in your head? This is the next part you want to think about and start to jot this down. I personally don't like to make it too long because I want to try to memorize it. Yes, I've read off of a paper doing spells a lot, but I like when I don't have to do that, if I can remember it. And I've looked up a lot of good spells too, and sometimes I like take bits and pieces of it and then I make it for me, and I try to make it more personal because I feel like, just my personal experience, that the spell works a lot better for me when I created it and it's personal for me and made exactly with my intentions and not like what someone else created it thought it was going to be for. And then after I have my words and everything, I think about what I wanted to do. Again, that's with the burning something, creating the jar. Whatever that's going to be, those would be the next steps, or those will be the steps during while you're saying what you're saying. And then I think about that. I think about how I'm going to dispose of the items. And then I finish off with my closing and closing the circle. And I'm going to get into each of these steps a little bit more in depth to give you guys some ideas on exactly creating your spell. Alright, so like always, the ad's gonna play real quick, and then when it's done, we're gonna get more into detail on creating a spell. Now, we're getting ready to create our spell. And this is when I would grab like a scratch piece of paper just to jot and brainstorm everything down. Once it's complete, then I'll rewrite it into my book of shadows and then make notes as needed. And then there is when I'll write down, like, how did it work, or things I want to change next time, or if I don't want to change anything at all and it worked really well. And then you want to let go of any limiting beliefs. So any negative thoughts that you have that you might tell yourself, like, I am not worthy, I can't do it, I can't do anything right, I'm not strong enough, or I can't create magic. You want to let go of all these negative thoughts and try to have as much faith in yourself as you can and belief that you can do this and that you are magical, you are worthy. Because depending on your mood and the energy you give off is how it affects your magic. So, for example, for myself personally, if I'm angry or upset about anything, I will not do magic. Because even though if I'm trying to do a spell for something, but I have this negative energy, I'm putting that into the spell without even trying, and it can have negative results. So I always like to go in with a positive mood, a clear head, and that way I can have my intention for the spell work at its full potential. And then after you get rid of all those limiting beliefs, you want to figure out your intent and desire. So the purpose of a spell is to manifest something that you need or you desire. What are you trying to accomplish? What is your goal? What outcome are you seeking? And how bad do you want to achieve it? Now, magic doesn't work unless you work also. You can't just do a spell, sit back, and wait for it to happen. You need to do your part too. And sometimes spells work pretty fast. Other times, the spell can take at least a couple months or even longer. So stay focused on your goal and keep working towards it and manifesting it. And then I'll make a short title, nothing too fancy, just so I can go back and figure out what this spell was for. So if it's to release negativity, that's basically what I'll make the title. Or, you know, like love spell, increase abundance, release negativity, or try to, you know, relieve debt. Whatever my intentions are, I'll just make a small title based on what the spell is. The next thing I like to think about is the moon phase. There's a lot of different things you can do with each different phase of the moon. I'm going to give some examples. So when we have the new moon, this time is good for planting symbolic seeds of what you're trying to create, you know, what you're trying to manifest. It's also good if you're trying to do fertility spells, if you're trying to get pregnant. Now, as the moon increases, we go into our waxing phase. And this phase is really good for manifesting and expansion. And then we get to our full moon, which is this time is the time to harvest what you were, the seed you were planting during the new moon. It's also a good time to focus on those and try to work on manifesting the intentions you were setting during the new moon. And this time is also good for healing and empowerment. Now, when we have two new moons in 1 month, it is called a black moon. And this is thought to be more powerful when you are trying to do those seeding spells. They may happen more quickly. But again, spells can, they sometimes take time. You know, sometimes it can happen soon, in a week. Sometimes it takes a couple months. You just need to continue to do the work, stay positive, and also don't forget to do some of the work yourself. Again, the magic isn't going to do everything. Now, as the full moon starts to decrease, we have the waning moon. And the waning moon is good for trying to lose some things like debt or lose weight or, you know, cut back on some work responsibilities or home responsibilities. It is a time of decreasing. Now, when we have two full moons in a month, this is called the blue moon. And this one is thought to be extremely powerful. And I really like working with the moon because I also like doing my spells at nighttime. I feel that the darkness kind of enhances our other senses. And this is when imagination comes to life and our intuition is sharper and more vivid. So this is when I prefer to do them. I mean, you can do them during the daytime. I've also done them during the daytime. But just with my personal experience, I feel so much more creative and I feel more focused on my spell work when it is nighttime. The next thing I'm going to do is think about how I want to do the spell. You have so many different options. And after this is when I'll start to piece together the ingredients based off of, you know, figuring out what I want to do. So you can do a spell jar. You can do like a mini one that you can keep somewhere, or you can do a larger one. You can keep them somewhere in your house, in your desk, in your car, or you can even bury them. And then I'll think about like the ingredients I want to put inside of it based off of what I'm trying to manifest and figure out. So like, for example, if you wanted to do like a money spell, you might think of some herbs to put in there, and some that I've seen are good are like basil, dill, cinnamon, spearmint, chamomile, and you might want to also throw some stones in there. So some stones that would be good for this might be aventurine for like prosperity and good luck. Malachite is good for wealth, and kind of like look at what you have. But a lot of different stones have a lot of different properties, like really useful things that you can do with them. And then sometimes you can put some coins in the jar, put some money, write a little note, you know, what you want to manifest, what you're requesting, put some more detail in it. And then a lot of times with some spell jars, people will seal it with wax. And I would suggest doing the color that, you know, kind of coordinates with this. So for example, green would be a good candle for luck, money, success. And then there's a lot of other things that you can think of on how to do your spells well. Is it something that you just want to release, like negativity? You know, you can write it out on a piece of paper, have a cauldron or a safe container that you can, you know, burn stuff inside of it, write it on a piece of paper, catch it on fire and burn it. Or if you want to rip it apart and blow it into the wind, you know, to get rid of it. You can do a spell candle, make a candle for the spell. Sometimes people, you know, you'll pick the color of the candle of what you want to focus on. And then think of your other ingredients if you want to dress the candle with like oils and herbs. If you want to carve runes or sigils into the candle, this is a good another way to do a spell. And I'm going to give you some examples of colors for some candles. So a white candle is good for peace, purity, healing, and some divination. Black candles can be used for safety, protection, banishing negativity, or you can do orange, which is good for creativity, justice, or like legal matters, also for joy, ambition, celebration. Purple candles are normally used for spiritual power, your third eye, driving away evil, or trying to break bad habits. With yellow, we associate the sun, intelligence, memory, positive attitude. Pink, we kind of tie into love also with red. Pink's also good for friendship, affection, nurturing, femininity. And then blue is good for protection, focus, forgiveness, water, and also for calming. And then red is good for passion, strength, fire, good for career spells, lust, independence. And you'll look up a lot of different meanings too, and you'll find more meanings for these different colors. And this is another thing that I have like in my Book of Shadows, is I have all the different colored candles and what I associate each colored candle with. Another thing I'm going to give examples of is if you want to make like a charm bagged item or amulet of some sort, like a necklace. Stones are really good for this. So if you want to do like the charm bag, you can place a stone in it, and then that bag, you can carry it on you, leave it in your car, somewhere in your home. If you want to do like an amulet, you can make it into a necklace and wear it, or, you know, something you can maybe put on your keychain or hang in your car. And because there are so many different gemstones, crystals, and they all have so many different meanings, you have a large variety of options to pick from depending on what type of spell work you want to do. So, for example, I made myself a protection amulet, and with this, I chose snowflake obsidian because that is good for your spiritual protection. And I took this stone, I wire wrapped it into a necklace, and then I created a spell to do for it, and I put it on my altar, I charged it, I asked it for its protection, mentally, physically, spiritually. I just wanted to be protective from all the negative energy that had been going on around me that I was kind of absorbing. And I also asked the gods and goddesses to help protect me with this amulet, and I wear it every day. Another one that is good for that is black onyx, because that is good for blocking negativity. But it all depends. Like if you want a love necklace or a love charm bag, then you can use like rose quartz. Rose quartz is good for compassion, emotional healing, unconditional love. Or say you wanted like a good luck charm. Aventurine is very good for prosperity, well-being, and good luck. Tiger's eye would also be a good necklace because it is good for willpower, warrior spirit, and also for self-motivation. So look at all these different items that you would be using kind of, you know, as your ingredients for your spell work, and make bits and pieces. And then when I'm doing this, you know, I write down each ingredient that I know I have or have access to that have very good properties that would work for my intentions for this spell. And then now that you have your ingredients, you want to think about how you're going to do the spell. Like, for example, how I said how I made the necklace, or the spell jar. You can do the charm bag and put the ingredients in the bag, and or even like make the bag yourself. You can get some material and sew it together, and it's up to you if you want to do that in, you know, outside time, or if you want to do that while you're in, you know, your circle at your altar. And then think about what you want to focus on, or if you want a phrase to say or words to say, a rhyme, or what you want to ask of, you know, the gods and goddesses. So you can start to jot all this stuff down on your scratch piece of paper and keep messing with it until it feels right before you finalize. And then you want to, after that, figure out if, you know, you're going to dispose of the spell in a certain way. Figure out every little detail that you're going to do, so that way when it's time to do your work, you're not forgetting or like, oh, I forgot what I'm supposed to do next. You want to really make sure you hit each key point and get it all together, and then I would finalize it. So this is when I would copy it down into my Book of Shadows. And then when it finally comes time to like perform the spell and everything, you can always make notes in your Book of Shadows. Like if you decided, okay, if I do this again, this is what I would change about it. This is, you know, I would use this ingredient instead of this ingredient, or I would say these words instead of the words I said, or I want to end the spell a different way. You can always make notes and make little changes in your Book of Shadows and change it for the next time. I always picture it like a recipe. Like if you're going to copy a recipe off of Pinterest and you make it exactly to the recipe when you first make it, but then you realize, okay, I would like more of this instead, or maybe less of this, and you change it so that way the next time you do that recipe, it's more customized to yourself. I see spell work very similar. So if I'm going to find a spell in a book or online, or if I make it myself and the first time I do it, I don't like it completely, I can always change things for the next time if I want to perform the same spell. So it doesn't have to be exactly perfect. You're making this for you with your intentions, what you want to manifest and everything. So it's very personal and customizable, and you know, the world's not going to end if you make one small mistake or you forget an ingredient, you know. It just takes practice. It's not going to be perfect. Nothing's ever perfect. But you try your best to do it the best you can. And as long as you have the right intentions behind it, then personally, I think that's really all that really matters. So sorry for all the background noise. Again, sometimes I record parts of these episodes in the parking garage at work before I go into work. And there are loud cars that drive by sometimes. So sometimes I will try to cut out, like stop recording if a loud truck's going by. But you guys will hear that sometimes. And I also wanted to say, again, just a reminder on this episode, this is not the way you have to do it. This is just my personal way of the way I do it. Again, I wanted to share my journey with you guys and how I do things, but a lot of people may do things different ways. So I hope that this inspires you to try to create something on your own and share your experiences with us as well, or even let you know, like, you're not alone. We're not all perfect, and it's just practice, practice, practice. So I really hope you guys enjoyed this episode. Hopefully I get everything else together that I've been planning, like the Etsy for the page, the interviews coming soon in future podcast. I did just make the Facebook page, but there's like no one really on it yet, so I'm not posting a whole lot. And I do plan on posting on Instagram more besides just, hey, there's a new episode. So you guys just stay tuned and please leave me feedback. I'd really appreciate it. And I hope you guys enjoyed this episode. Bye.